upper 40s.
K4M, KD2BNG, how you doing?
Ben, I'm doing pretty good. Name here's Fred. We've talked, it's been a long time, but I'm doing all right. I hope you are.
Here you are, Fred. Yeah, no, I'm all right. It's just cold, rainy, didn't really want to go out today. Just trying to stay in and keep warm. And as you get older, your body rejects the cold.
In that, well, I just left my work, and it's I'm headed down Highway 81 out towards Powdersville, and it's pretty foggy. And my truck shows 46 degrees, so it's damp and dreary, as you say, and this fog, I don't know when it's going to lift.
Fog here yesterday. It was very strange, though. It seemed like... do you ever encounter, like, very, very, very tiny patches of fog that are maybe 100 yards wide? Because it seems like that's what it was. I thought maybe it was a fire. I'm passing through it. No, it's just fog. And, a few 100 feet on either side of it, it's clear again. It was the strangest kind of thing.
That before I didn't see any yesterday, but what's here today, at least where I'm at, it's just a blanket of fog. It's everywhere. I look around me, 360 degrees circle, and it's foggy everywhere. I mean, it's not, you certainly can see plenty of distance in front of you, but it's just a blanket fog. There's no other way to describe it.
Here, a little tiny patch of fog that I don't think was more than a couple of hundred feet wide. At first I thought maybe it was a brush fire or something. Nope, just fog. So, I drove in and out of it maybe 10 seconds. I've never seen fog that localized, but I suppose it's possible.
Anything's possible with the weather, but, that is kind of strange. But today is, of course it rained, as you well know, earlier in last night and early this morning when I left for work, it was raining to beat the band, and rained quite a bit. I don't really know what time it stopped, but I'm sure we got a good soaking pretty much the whole upstate.
Wasn't able really to do much. Cold and rainy, I really don't want to. As I said, my body doesn't take cold anymore. I don't know if it's arthritis, fibromyalgia, CFS, MS, whatever, muscular, neural diseases, whatever. I kind of lock up when it gets cold.
Yeah, I think it's just old age, Glenn. I hate to say that, but my dad, who lived to be almost 96 years old, as he got, especially towards the end, the cold weather really affected him. But he was he worked outside his whole life. He was in construction, so he was used to the elements. But he used to say, I think my blood's getting thin. I can't stand the cold anymore.
What it is as you get older, your circulation gets impaired for various reasons. So the blood does more than pump heat and glucose and other nutrients. It also carries heat. That's why I guess old people complain even during the spring. It's too cold out here. Yeah, the warmed over blood isn't getting where it's supposed to be.
Well, you been up to any interesting radio stuff lately, or do you get on the HF bands?
In years, and it's simply a question of get off your bum and put up a better antenna, or put the antenna back up. That's all it is, really.
Well, the bands have been opening up of late. I've done a fair amount of FT8 work, not a whole lot of voice or phone, but every once in a while I'll catch a DX station, calling CQ, and I'll go back to them. But FT8's been pretty open lately. That's one of those digital modes. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Those modes requires very little bandwidth, probably not a whole lot more than CW. So that's good for, good for a fair amount of distance anyway. Yeah, I heard earlier 10 meters had opened up. Who was I just talking to earlier who said he made 10-meter contact to, like, maybe the West Coast?
who that might have been, but I was on FD8 last night, and I got some contacts on 20, 15, and 40. I don't think I got any on 10, but there have been times recently when 10 was open. It's not open all the time. You know, it's kind of sporadic, but if you can catch it when it's open, it's pretty good.
More local than that. A couple of times earlier, maybe 6 meters opened. So, I don't think I have any 6 meter equipment right now, but that could be useful when it opens.
For RM Mobile, yes, 6 meters is an interesting band. It's not open that often, at least from my experience. I do have a hex beam that'll do 6 meters, but since I still work full time, it seems like every time the band's open, I'm at work, so I don't get a chance to work it. I've got ham friends, though, who have built 6 meter beams, and they're not working. They got time throughout the day. They can make some pretty good contacts on 6 meters.
I've seen propagation on bands, VHF and even UHF bands that, you know, don't normally propagate. When I was in the Florida Keys, I had UHF stations that would, TV stations that would come in from as far away as Tampa Bay. Very, very unusual for that frequency, that wavelength. I guess tropospheric scattering or whatever it is that causes propagation on UHF.
I think it's called tropospheric ducting, I think is the proper term, but yeah, that's interesting. Well, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully, we're in a sunspot cycle that's on the upswing, so maybe the next few years we'll get some decent propagation.
About the top of the sunspot cycle hasn't occurred yet. I guess this year or next year or whatever. I haven't really kept track of the where the sunspots are at.
Look, the cycle was on the upswing, but I don't follow it, you know, very closely because I just get on the radio, and if when I have time and if the band's open, I make contacts. If it's not, I don't. So I'm not a real serious student of the. You know, all the propagation stuff, but there are guys who track it, you know, daily, and they can tell you, you know, what the number was, what the solar number was, and, you know, all those readings, which is fine if they enjoy that and got time to do it, but I don't have time to follow it that close.
In my news feed, and maybe I should have gone out and tried to observe it, there was actually, earlier this week, a very, very, very large sunspot. Like the size of the Earth or bigger, big enough so that you can actually see it on, move across the surface of the sun. I should have gone out and looked. I missed that. That would have been an interesting thing to observe. You know, I still have the sun filters put over the various binocular lenses.
Important for the eyes, for sure. But I wasn't aware of that. But like I say, I don't track it real close. Okay, Glenn, I got to make a stop here. I'm on my way home and I'll be on the air. I hadn't spoken to you in a while. You take care, and we'll talk down the road. I believe it's KD2BNG. This is K4RM. I'll be out on yours.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Fred. I haven't heard you in a while. We'll talk at you later. 73s.